Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome. It's hard to believe it's the third hour of the program already. Armed American Radio's classic roundtable. Nobody does it better than we do in a roundtable format. Nobody. We pioneered this in this genre of radio, and it's just amazing. The years we've been doing the roundtable, we finally brought it back in its entirety. Yeah, this year, maybe a little bit last year, we began experimenting with it a little bit. Well, glad to have you here. If you're watching on your television screens in Northern California, welcome inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios for the Monster Cast. The Big Sunday Show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country on this Lead Slingers microphone during the day. As you know, on the weekday show, it transforms into the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And you're able to watch on your television screens in the Northern California area on about eight stations, if I'm not mistaken. And pretty soon, a couple more coming up in Nevada, including Reno and others. So growing like a weed. You can watch us on Facebook Live if you are. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios with our television viewers. And, of course, all of our radio stations and our great affiliates across the country. Great to be here with you. Quick recap before we go into this classic roundtable. Hour one, Alan Gottlieb, unbelievable. Updates on just about everything we needed, including the Walters v. Kemp case being heard in federal court tomorrow. As you heard Alan say, we don't expect a favorable ruling from this Obama judge we drew, but it's going right up the chain, and they know it, and Alan expects, as he predicted on the show, a victory in that case. It's being fast-tracked. It'll move a little bit quicker than they normally do, but as he reminded us, they go as fast as they want to go, quite frankly. The second half of that first hour was unbelievable. I'll talk about it a little bit with my classic roundtable guests today. And that was Will Chesney, SEAL Team 6 operator, who with his dog, Cairo, helped bring Bin Laden down on the Abbottabad raid in Pakistan. Incredible. The book, No Ordinary Dog, from the SEAL Team, yeah, to the Bin Laden raid. The dog, Cairo, an American hero, fearless. He told us a story of the dog being wounded. We talked a little bit about the Bin Laden raid, and it was Cairo and my guest, Will Chesney, who secured the compound. Yeah, it's unbelievable to talk about. It really, truly is. The fact we're even discussing it, he was on the program. And, of course, he was with Mark Simos, SEAL Team 5 operator, who assisted him with the book. Unbelievable hour. And today is the 11th anniversary of Armed American Radio on the nation's airwaves. We took to the airwaves as a one-hour broadcast to the day, April 26th, 2009, 11 years ago today. So a huge program. Let's jump right in and go to the roundtable. Okay, we're going to start off. Let's start off with CEO Lead Slingers Whiskey, Brad Primo. Brad, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Mark. How are you
doing? Doing fantastic, and even better knowing that you're here. We're going to have a great conversation. Let's go to Justin Moon. Justin, how the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great to be on your show, Mark. Happy 11th.
Thank you. And you know, I got a story I'm going to tell. I've been waiting. I can't wait to get your response to this. I want to hear from everybody, but you in particular, because I have a feeling you're going to feel a lot like me, and I'm really looking forward to your response. We'll go there in just a second with our lead story. But let's go over to Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's official Washington, D.C. correspondent for years. Neil, how the heck are you?
Phenomenal. Getting better every day, Mark. Congratulations on 11 years, which is it's really pretty remarkable. And, you know, obviously we don't want to go through this now, but, you know, as you and I have had our sort of offline conversations, I know what you've gone through to fight for this show, to protect this show, to grow this show. And you've met some characters along the way who you thought were your friends and they weren't. And I just really admire how you've overcome those obstacles and continued to grow this institution that Armed American Radio has become.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Neil. And, you know, I got to tell you, too, what Alan said in the first hour when he realized it was our 11th year. He said, Mark, I was on your 10th anniversary, and it seems like yesterday, and he's absolutely correct. It has been really something, and as we continue to explode across the nation's airwaves, I want to thank you, listeners, and now viewers across the country for being here. You can watch the program live, by the way, on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. All right, let's get started. And I'm going to start with Justin here first. Justin, I covered this story in the first half of the last hour, but there is a, I'm just going to read you the headline. Yale psychiatrist claims Trump supporters like brainwashed child soldiers. Now, listen to what she had to say. This is a Yale psychiatrist who says that we, if you support Trump, we, yeah, are, yeah, we resemble child soldiers and easily could turn into armed troops in the streets if the president isn't reelected. And she went on to talk about how we would be recruited, that every time Trump talks, he's making each of us feel dumber, which is just shoring up our support for him so that we will become these child soldiers as gun owners. You want to tell me what you would think about that?
I think she's talking about herself there, Mark. If you look at the way the press has been treating Trump, it's been bizarre. I mean, the other day they're saying that Trump wants you to inject disinfectant into your blood. Yeah. I went back and looked at what he said. He did not say that at all. He was just talking about a number of developments in medical technology and medical treatments. And when you looked it up, there is a treatment to, through a catheter, put light into your lungs to use UV light to kill bacteria and viruses, including COVID. So he was absolutely right. That, go look it up. Mount Sinai Hospital in California there. It's incredible, the stuff which medical technology is developing. All I got to say is, you know, President Trump, keep going, let the American public know about the great advancements in medical technology in the U.S. of A.
And, you know, Justin, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was CNN that killed that story about the ultraviolet light, because they will do anything in their power to make Trump look bad. So let's slide over quickly to Brad Primo. Brad, did you know that you were a little foot soldier that's being groomed to take over the country and keep Donald Trump in office because you're a gun owner? Did you know that?
I did not know that, but thank you for letting me know. I guess now I can act accordingly.
I got to be honest with you. What's scary, more scary or frightening than just that, is Neil McCabe. She is self-diagnosing. Well, let me go to the end. She has repeatedly long distance diagnosed Trump for years, although she's never met him. Okay, now she's diagnosing you and me as Trump supporters or gun owners. And here's the thing. I mentioned in the previous hour, I know people who have degrees in psychology and one or two in psychiatry that are doing the same thing. And they can tell me everything that Trump suffers from. So, you know, that's remarkable, because that makes that person the single most powerful person on planet Earth. If you can diagnose someone you've never met, then you can do it for any human being. So that makes these people equivalent to General Zod. We all need to kneel to these people.
Well, you know,
I don't think so.
I'm reminded that there was a group of psychiatrists who signed a full-page ad, open letter in the New York Times in 1964, saying that Goldwater was crazy, yeah, and couldn't be president. And of course, they considered Goldwater crazy because he said things like, if you reelect Johnson, the cities will explode, there'll be crime, we'll lose the war in Vietnam, there'll be free love, there'll be drug use, there'll be race riots. And of course, none of that actually happened. I don't think you're allowed to actually diagnose somebody without actually seeing them. And so in the past, I've seen sort of journalists on the right sort of talk about, hey, maybe it's time that we actually go to see if this person has a license. Are they licensed to diagnose somebody, you know, from afar? But obviously, it's completely absurd. And the caricature of Donald Trump is so different from the actual man. And if you look at how he's acted, even when you take, say, the World Health Organization, you know, two weeks ago, he had the opportunity to talk about World Health.
Let me stop you there. We'll go there when we come back. We're getting ready to take a break. But I do want to point this out before we go. The answer to your question is no. It's unethical for them to do it. In fact, the American Psychological Association maintains the Goldwater Rule to keep people from diagnosing people from afar that they've never met. That's what they call it. So it's quite fascinating. It's quite fascinating. But boy, those people, man, they know everything. If they're that powerful that they can do that, think of, wow, how powerful they are. Jeez, I love that. We'll be back. More fun conversation on Sunday's Roundtable. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey! it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back, indeed. We're in the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. And wow, I was just looking at the clock. We're live across the country. It's 10:21 on the East Coast, 10:21 p.m. It's 7:21 on the West Coast. And I got to tell you, I hate this time of the show because I'm coming to the realization that we just don't have enough time. I could go on and on with this crew on the roundtable here. It's fantastic. So we're going to jump right smack back in, and let's go right back over to Justin Moon, founder, CEO of Car Arms. Hey, Justin, I got to read you. I was talking with Neil, you know, in the previous segment. Take a listen to what this rule, this is from the American Psychological Association. This is what it says. On occasion, psychiatrists are asked for an opinion about an individual who is in the light of public attention or who has disclosed information about himself, herself through public media. In such circumstances, a psychiatrist may share with the public his or her expertise about psychiatric issues in general. However, it is unethical for a psychiatrist to offer a professional opinion unless he or she has conducted an examination and has been granted proper authorization for such a statement. So, I mean, I'm going to assume that this lunatic, now I'm going to diagnose her now. She's a leftist lunatic. There you go. That's my professional radio host opinion of this lunatic. But clearly, Justin, this is just another example, right, of the crazy Trump derangement syndrome. Could we call it that?
I think you're breaking up, Mark.
Do we still got you?
I'm here.
Okay. Crazy Trump derangement syndrome.
I think it's definitely derangement syndrome, but I'd like to remind the audience that in the Soviet Union, when the communists were running Russia, they used psychiatrists to, you know, arrest and intern people and then execute them in their, you know, psychiatric death wards. And the communist Chinese today, the CCP, they still do that today. So I don't know if you want to believe exactly everything that psychiatrists have said. They don't have a good track record with human rights in communist countries.
You know, that's so true. Brad Primo, CEO, Ledslinger's Whiskey, let's get you in on this. I've seen enough derangement syndrome going on around here that it would be really easy to put on a tinfoil hat, Brad, okay? So let's close out this psychiatric deal with this. What do you make of this stuff? And is this woman, should she continue to be able to teach at an institution like Yale with this craziness?
No, I mean, what she's doing is dangerous. I mean, if you think about it, because, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to sort of see through what she's doing. And the end effect is it shakes confidence of the public and the people that we normally have in professional, medically trained people. You know, these are people who are trained and educated to help us. You know, and so it's important to be able to trust them and you know, trust their motives. But then we have someone like this that's going public like this and essentially violating all sorts of codes of ethics and decency because she's politically deranged. It's dangerous, plain and simple. Yeah,
I agree with that. And you guys, you know my opinion that the mainstream media, as far as I'm concerned, is the single most dangerous entity in America today because the power that they hold. And we're watching it now. They literally control the narrative on the virus right now. Neil McCabe, you've been a longtime part of the media. How dangerous is it when the media does this or when the media gives someone like this a voice like that?
Well, you know, one point is to just say, you know, why doesn't this woman go outside of Yale's campus and look at what's happened to the city of New Haven, Connecticut, in the last, say, 50, 60 years.
Great point.
Maybe she'd understand why people are so angry and why they would pick a guy like Trump. People don't elect a guy like Trump if everything is going great. You elect a guy like Trump because the country is in trouble. Now, you know, when you talk about the psychological, in the Soviet Union and China, I mean, those are great points. And it's like, and these are points that are always used against gun owners, people who support gun rights, and it's the very basis of the red flag laws, which are now in 17 states, and you know, the only way you even know that somebody has made a phone call to have your guns taken away because they think you're crazy is that you get, you know, a knock on the door at 4:30 in the morning. And so I think it's very dangerous. And I think the media is part of it because the media runs this country. The media is more powerful than the government. Mm-hmm. When we see the reporters arguing with Trump in the briefing room, it's because Trump is daring to run the country and not let them run the country.
Justin, let's talk about that briefly. That's a huge point from Neil, because the media is that powerful, and we're witnessing that right now. They're creating the narrative that is coronavirus right now, to the point that they don't want to let that narrative go right now. They don't want anything else to take over from that narrative, because that takes away some of their power.
Absolutely. I think Neil made a great point. Just like President Trump said, the media right now is the enemy of the people. They are not serving the American interest. They're serving their corporate backers' interest. And so we really have to question what their motives, but also we need to go and find out who's backing them and why they're backing them, and really bring that to light to the public, so that the public can really understand what is happening with this news, especially all the news surrounding the coronavirus. Because if you look at the medical studies and you look at the actual death rates from the virus, the death rates right now on recent antigen study in New York State revealed that 20% of New Yorkers have already gotten the coronavirus. So the death rate is now like at 0.1%, which is the same as the flu. So why are we shutting down our whole country for basically the flu? And the only reason why we've come to this point is because of the hysteria created by the media.
Bingo. You nailed it. You just nailed it. Justin Moon, listener and viewer and Facebook Live, just nailed it. That's exactly what's happening, and it's created. But they've been doing this, Justin, for decades. This is the story they've been looking for, that they could drive to the point that they literally control a president and what he says. And I mean, he has to address it now, and he has to stand in front of them now, because they've driven it to that point. Let's go over to Brad Primo. Brad, to go to Justin's point, he's right. He's 100% correct on this. So what happens now? When the numbers shake out the way they're shaking out, what happens in the fall when 45 million Americans get the flu? Remember, a disease that we have a vaccine for, and 45 million Americans are going to get it. There'll be nearly a million hospitalizations, and 50 or 60,000 Americans will die, as happens every year. Are we going to go through this again, Brad?
I hope not. I mean, you know, this is something I've been thinking about a lot as a business owner, is – you know, are we going to see another wave of coronavirus infections in the fall? I mean, probably. I mean, I think that's probably the safe bet. What I don't think we can afford to do is shut down the economy again. You know, we have to look at this with, you know, clear eyes and in a sober mind to figure out what the next best step is. And so hopefully we have the information to do that, and we can do it.
All right, we're going to leave it right there when we come back. That's what I hate about this hour. It's flying right by. When we come back, I'll throw it over to Neil McCabe on a whole nother subject. We're just going to keep going around the room. Love an Armed American Radio Classic Roundtable. Hope you're enjoying it. Back right after this on Facebook fans, TV viewers, listeners on hundreds of stations. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Indeed, MyPillow. I'm Mike Lindell. I'm telling you, we had three record weeks with MyPillow over the last 3 weeks. Incredible stuff. Use the promo code AAR. Mike supports the program. We support Mike. That's the way it works. I'll cover the rest of our sponsors in the next segment. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Classic Roundtable. We heard from Justin Moon, who just absolutely brilliantly nailed the media. He just nailed it. It's like he's been on the show before. He just put two and two together on that and articulated it for you, as I've been doing for years. We're of like minds there, no question about it. And threw it over to Brad Primo, who responded. We went to a break. Now we're going to come back and go to Neil McCabe, and I'm going to change the subject, Neil, because this subject, you know a little bit about this place. It's Boston, right? You know a little bit about Boston.
Actually, you know, I grew up outside of Boston, but I've lost my accent, Mark.
No, you haven't lost your accent. That's what I love about you saying that. That's what's so beautiful. You need to come down here. We need to get some ribs at some point in time. But the Middleborough, where is Middleborough compared to Boston? Do you know?
Yeah, it's down on the South Shore. It's south enough that it has cranberries. I think it's the home of, I believe, the headquarters of Ocean Spray is in Middleborough.
Okay. All right. Good deal. I did not know that. Here, Middleborough has a gun shop owner who is defying, I don't know what you call Baker. Is Baker a Republican? I mean, is there ever really a Republican? You know, was Romney a Republican?
He's a left-wing. He's a Republican in name only, to use an old phrase, but go ahead.
The Rhino. Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying. That's what I said. I mean, is there really a Republican up there? But he is defying Charlie Baker, the Rhino Republican in Massachusetts, shutting down, banning on gun shops during the coronavirus emergency. I put quotes around that. Instead, what he's doing is he's offering curbside service like the rest of the businesses that are open are doing and allowing takeout, essentially. And here's what he said. This thing with the governor, all the rest of the country, most gun shops are open. This governor, his plan is to shut down the gun shops, not because of the spread of the pandemic. It's all about taking away our rights. It's all about preventing the sales of guns. The guy's name is John Costa, and he's the owner of the Gun Runner. So we want to give hats off. If you're listening in Massachusetts, hats off to the Gun Runner up there. We really appreciate it. Give this guy your business if you can, if you're up there. But he used what the Boston Post said was vivid, very vivid and earthy language to suggest that Baker's being manipulated by vehemently anti-gun Massachusetts AG Mara Healey. She's been a hater of gun rights since she was born, but she's a Democrat and she's been seeking to restrict gun rights in Massachusetts for years. So because I've been very, very, very outspoken, it's time for businesses to open up. Open up your business. Do it responsibly. Michiganders, open your businesses. Get in your car. Drive to your cabins. Your governor doesn't have the constitutional authority to stop you from going from home to home or for opening up your lawful business. Do it. Do it responsibly. Neil, please comment on this whole story. I want to get your opinion on that.
All right, well, but Charlie Baker was once the chief of staff of a guy named Bill Weld, and he didn't need Mara Healey to convince him to hate guns. He's been a gun hater from day one, and it's very interesting because he's the Republican National Party doesn't go after Baker because he raises a ton of money for the Republican Governors Association, and he also does a lot of fundraisers with Mike Pence, and so it's a very kind of uneasy thing going on there. Baker hates guns, and like a lot of these guys, they're going to use this pandemic as an excuse. And we're seeing that, unfortunately, all over the country. And of course, it's not just about guns. There's tons of small businesses that are getting crushed. And even if so they get a loan, so they get some help, so they get a grant. What happens if your customers haven't been to you in 2 months and they develop new habits, they develop new patterns? Maybe you don't get your key employees back because they had to move, because they couldn't afford to stay where you were doing business. The destruction that we are going to see from this pandemic is going to last perhaps decades, and Charlie Baker sits on top of a big, fat, multi-billion dollar state budget, and nobody working for Logan Airport cares, nobody working for the Mass Turnpike cares, like nobody working for the MBTA, nobody at Westfield State College, none of these guys are feeling any of the pain. It's the poor saps who are still in the private sector who are going to get crushed.
All right, Justin, I'm going to toss this over to you because you know a little bit about Massachusetts politics and a whole lot about running a business in Massachusetts. So when you see Baker doing this and you see this guy defying those quote-unquote orders, how do you feel about that as a businessman and knows that area so well?
Well, I'm rooting for him. I think he's doing the right thing. I think this is a time for people to engage in, you know, civil disobedience. We want people to always respect the law and do things which are lawful, but in this case, I think the government has overreached too much, and it's going to be right for these businessmen to open up their shops and go out about their daily lives. If the government wants to come after them, then it gives perfect ground for regular, honest, law-abiding folks to sue the government for infringement of their constitutional rights and liberties. There is nothing in the Constitution which says that the government has the right to tell the entire country, let alone the entire states, to shut down. So the powers which the governor of Massachusetts governor is exercising is unconstitutional, and if challenged, will be shown to be unconstitutional. So that's exactly what I believe he should do. You know,
I'm with you 100% on that. Again, Justin nailed it again. Because we've been saying the same thing about on the weekday program about reopening your businesses. You know, it's unfortunate that somebody, look, for years, Brad Primo, I've been saying on this radio show now 11 years today, April 26, 2009 to April 26, 2020. I've made these comments. You go back and listen to them years ago. If they keep this stuff up, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans are going to be forced to make terrible decisions that they've never had to make in their lives. This man up there having to make that decision is reprehensible. He should not be put in a position by a politician to have to make a decision as to whether or not he can survive with his business. Brad, please take that away.
No, it's, I mean, you said it all. I think we're rapidly approaching a point where you're going to have a lot of Americans that are going to have to make a choice, and they're going to rather risk the virus than sit there and watch everything they've worked for their entire lives just go up in flames. And anybody who makes the choice to go back to work or reopen their business, regardless of what they're told, I mean, I'm going to support them because, you know what, we all have to survive. And, you know, like what Neil pointed out, like the people who are making these decisions for us, they're sitting on piles of cash, they're sitting in their ivory towers behind their bodyguards and everything else. They don't have to worry about a thing. The rest of us out here, we got a lot to worry about.
Nailed. Neil, the decision, you've been a part of the conversation on this program over the years where I used to say, I've always said, that we're going to have to make decisions. And people used to ask me, oh, what are you talking about, taking up arms against the government? My response was, no, I'm not really sure what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we're going to have to make decisions. I was referring specifically to, I don't know really what decisions that's going to be. That's going to be dependent on the enemies of our freedoms who continue to attack us as law-abiding citizens every single day. And what I was meaning by that was exactly what we're seeing here. I wouldn't have guessed it would have been a pandemic forcing someone to have to defy the governor and open his business, but I could foresee somebody defying an authority figure and doing something in defiance of that figure. That's what I was specifically referring to, and we're actually seeing that in place today, Neil. That's pretty scary. We've got 30 seconds. Take it away quickly, and then we'll come back for the final segment. I can't believe it. Go ahead.
No, I think that we're being put in an unfortunate situation deliberately where we are sort of being boxed in. And people are hoping that somebody makes a mistake and that somebody does something crazy. Fortunately, gun owners are the most law-abiding and rule-obeying people in this country. But they're pushing and they're prodding and they're trying to create some kind of incident so that they can shut the whole thing down.
All right, perfect timing. That's Neil's professionalism in front of a camera. I love it. He knew that timing. When we come back, I'm going to go over to Justin. Neil, provocative. We're being put there deliberately. Let's get some commentary from the roundtable crew when we come back. Don't go away.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Love that Greta Van Fleet bringing us back in very quickly. Let me run down our sponsor list real quick. Bursa, Ledslinger's, Defender Coffee. You just heard Crossbreed Super Tuck. Best in the world. I carry a car in a Crossbreed, too, by the way. And I've got about six different holsters for it. The Second Amendment Foundation, along with the Glocks and everything else. Crossbreed Women's Appendix is a great holster. You hear it talked about on the program here. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum microphone during the day. The GunBroker.com studios during the day. Visit them all. And, of course, the Ledslinger's microphone right now, the EVRE20 mic that we're on, just kicking it out across the country. North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, MyPillow. You know you can support the Second Amendment when you sleep. Emerson Knives. You know, I could spend hours just talking about all of our great partners. Let me quickly recap. The second half of hour one, I want to make sure to get this information to you. I cannot overemphasize this. Please read the book, No Ordinary Dog, my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. Will Chesney was the SEAL Team 6 operator who was handling the dog, Cairo, his closest friend, and the dog who he let unleashed to just to sniff out that perimeter of the Bin Laden compound in Abbottabad, keeping scores of American heroes safe as they were breaching those walls to kill that scumbag, and they were successful. That dog played a huge role, not only in that mission, but hundreds of others. This story is incredibly moving. This dog, you need to know about this. We don't hear these stories enough, and I was proud and honored to bring SEAL Team 6 operator Will Chesney, former SEAL Team 6 operator Will Chesney, U.S. Navy SEAL, and the story of his dog, along with Mark, who came with him. Also, Neil, he was SEAL Team 5 operator. These guys are the real deal. Please go back and listen to that half hour. It's really incredible stuff. And the book, available anywhere books are sold, No Ordinary Dog my partner from the SEAL teams to the Bin Laden raid. Just incredible stuff, man. Welcome back. Let's go back to the roundtable. I'm going to go straight over to Justin Moon with that comment from Neil McCabe, which was, wow, Neil, pretty powerful. Justin, just a reminder, Neil alluded to the fact that this is deliberate, and I'm in agreement with that. What do you think, that this is deliberate or not?
Well, here's what I think, Mark. You know, Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross to set us free. And, you know, God's law is written on our hearts, and we are called by God to follow his law. But if man makes law which contradicts God's law, it's our responsibility to defy man's laws, which is contradictory to our natural rights. So I say, hey, America, we're born in freedom. We're born under God's law. So if the man wants to try to take it, go ahead and defy it.
Natural rights, natural law. Listeners, Justin's, I could take hours and just go over some of these things that you've mentioned tonight, Justin, because you're right, spot on the money. We know when something is morally wrong. We know that an individual like Baker does not have the moral authority to put you out of business. We know that. Hence, and you know, a good way to Justin, to define the difference between, that's why we have a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights predates the Constitution. It's we're talking about our natural rights. We have a natural right to do these things. Brad Primo, wow, what a great thing to toss over your way here in the roundtable. Take off on that from commentary from Justin.
I agree 100%. You know, I don't know that we're intentionally being put in a bad position, but I definitely get the feeling that there's people enjoying it, and I think they're enjoying it because they see the political ends to it. I don't think they care. Actually, I think that the more damage that can be inflicted and the worse off the average guy on the street ends up after all this, the better off they think they'll be. If you look at who's benefiting or who stands to benefit from our economy failing, from more people dying from coronavirus, that'll tell you who's rooting against you.
Boy, Neil, probably this goes down as one of the better roundtables I can remember in years with this commentary, and what a thing to throw to you as we just go around the table. Brad nails it with the agenda driven that we're seeing right now. And that agenda, you can, you know, it's those who are pushing this coronavirus, this continued shutdown, are those who are screaming that they want the government to give us $2,000 a month because they want us dependent on government when this is over. Clearly, this is breaking down along ideological lines, Neil, or am I just making stuff up as I go along?
Well, you know, what they don't want is, you know, they don't want independent businessmen and they don't want independent farms, right? Why do we need to bring in all of these illegals to pick tomatoes? It's because corporate farms, right? Farmer Brown can't work a corporate farm with his daughters and sons and his wife, right? You need to bring these massive corporate farms are dependent on the illegal labor. And it's the same thing. You know, they don't want these small businesses to survive. I'm old enough to remember when a kid liked to work on cars, he would have he'd open up a garage. And if it was slow, he'd pump gas. And it's like, when was the last time you saw a guy who owned a garage where he fixed cars and there was one or two gas pumps? They were literally wiped out. They don't exist anymore. Right. And so, you know, this is what they're going to do. Slowly but surely, they'll grind these things out. And it's terrible. It's terrible to see that what's going to happen when this whole thing finally washes through. There are going to be people who are unaffected by this pandemic economically because of where their money is and where it was salted and their connections to the government and government support. And then they are going to be the ones who are scooping up like vultures all of the farms and all the businesses and all the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a further concentration of wealth and power that is absolutely the wrong way. This isn't the way we're supposed to be going. And I think people might start to snap when, you know, people don't like to give away or watch everything they've worked for be taken away like this by these vultures. And it's I hate to be pessimistic. I like to be an upbeat guy, but I'm really feeling down right now about it.
You know, Justin, you know, I'm going to go over to you now, and we'll probably stay with you until the music starts with incredible commentary. But I want you to comment on that because you know a little bit about totalitarian regimes.
Well, if you read our history, Mark, everything you were seeing today with the consolidation of business power, government power, was happening at the eve of the revolution. And our forefathers in 1775 were struggling with the same questions that we are struggling with today. And you know what they decided to do. They decided that God's law was more important than man's law. So they did what they needed to do to make sure that the government and the powers that be understood that point, and they were able to secure a nation with liberty and justice for all. So I have faith in the American people, and I certainly do believe that when Americans are pushed and shoved and beaten down, in the end, they will do the right thing, and they will stand up and be Americans once again. That's
our American Radio. That's it. That's it right now. We end on that note with Justin Moon. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Brilliant commentary from you. Incredible commentary from Brad Primo. And as always, incredible comment from the great Neil McCabe. Incredible commentary. I hope you enjoyed the last hour of the roundtable as much as I did. That was just amazing stuff. Whew, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's going to be tough to beat that hour. However, next week, we're going to do our level best to do it in the roundtable once again. Great stuff. Please go back and listen to the first hour of the program. Also, listen to all of them if you missed. You know, don't just pick one. But please, the book, No Ordinary Dog, go listen to that commentary. We're going to do it again tomorrow. You know the routine. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio and on your TV and Facebook. Thanks for being there.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.